What are your thoughts on the ag economy here now in 2018? It seems like we're seeing some continued signs of recovery.
You know, I think you almost have to break down the ag sector into the proteins and the non-proteins. When you looked at 2017 into the early 2018 time period, the beef sector has performed very well. You look at 2017, every part of the beef industry was profitable, from the packer, the cow-calf, the backgrounder, the finisher. That doesn't happen very often. I think also pork production, with the exports they have, is, again, being profitable. The grain side looks to be at a point today where we've reduced our input costs, where farmers could actually go out and hedge in or sell grain for 2018 production at a profit to break even. So, yeah, I think there's some pretty positive signs. Again, the export side really kind of drives everything, whether it be on the grains or the livestock. And with the news about China and the United States not going into a trade war, that's been positive for the markets, and they've responded accordingly.
Yeah, and that trade is obviously so important on both sides of the equation there.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at, you know, the beef industry, and sitting in Nebraska, we have a large portfolio on the beef sector. 16 to 18% of all beef production is exported, and the pork side, it's 22 to 24%. So, those are huge factors to influence the prices.
Any thoughts on the outlook going forward here? And you know, as you said, some good positive signs. Do you see any caution flags?
Definitely, with the exports and kind of how we're going to work out NAFTA and the other trade agreements are things that we get concerned about. Other side is, I see producers take opportunities when there's profit presented to be able to lock in profits here in 2018 on the grain side.